wants to talk to Mr. Comey under oath in the House. And then at 8:35, Representative Mike Rogers, former House Intelligence Chairman. You don't want to go anywhere, nor would you. It's WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The Donald Trump campaign is seizing on a political opening against Hillary Clinton. Yesterday's decision by the FBI not to recommend prosecution.
The last thing we need is another Clinton, or the last thing we need is an Obama Clinton in the White House.
Now, Trump tried to use this as a way to drive home his message that the system is rigged against average Americans and stacked in favor of people like the Clintons, who put special interests ahead of common working men. But he also took some swipes at President Obama, saying looking at the White House is like watching a carnival act.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Meanwhile, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says he was not surprised at the FBI's recommendation not to charge Hillary Clinton in the email scandal. Kaine says he never believed Clinton's actions were criminal. Kaine, of course, is often mentioned as being on the short list as a potential Clinton running mate. New this morning, Olympic Blade Runner Oscar Pistorius has been sentenced to 6 years in prison in the death of his girlfriend.
Originally, Pistorius was sentenced and convicted for culpable homicide, which is effectively manslaughter. That then was taken by the state to the Supreme Court of Appeal, where they then overturned that conviction and changed it to the more serious murder charge.
Correspondent David McKenzie. House Democrats have not forgotten about last month's sit-in for gun control.
More than 30 Democratic representatives rose Tuesday to call for gun law reform.
Empty gestures, moments of silence for 30 seconds, followed by the bang of a gavel and resumption of business as usual, will not be tolerated anymore in the face of this national gun violence epidemic.
But Republicans accuse Democrats of distracting the House from other important business.
And I know my colleagues on the other side of the aisle feel like that they have a lot of frustration, but what we're trying to do today are also things that are of grave importance to the American people.
I'm Kim Utterson.
Recent raids on targets in northern Syria have revealed new intelligence about what ISIS may be planning.
Some weeks ago, forces in northern Syria, local forces, uncovered about 10,000 documents on a raid. And not just documents, they also got things like cell phones, propaganda material, laptops, maps, digital devices. It was a haul.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. Baltimore prosecutors are facing mounting obstacles in their manslaughter case against the highest-ranking police officer charged in Freddie Gray's death. A Baltimore judge has now ruled that prosecutors cannot use 4,000 pages of documents involving the training of Lieutenant Brian Rice as evidence against him. And in case you thought it was simply too inconvenient to turn yourself into police, Montgomery County is fixing that for you.
This facility is a place where an individual with an outstanding warrant will be able to turn himself or herself in.
No appointment necessary, says Montgomery County Police spokeswoman Rebecca Innocenti at the new warrant turn-in facility located on the grounds of the County Detention Center in Rockville.
It's intended to make this process more convenient and more efficient.
Because, she says, officers are usually out on patrol and it's a long process to get him back to the station, have them drive the person to central booking. Just make sure you have everything you need.
You must bring valid identification. No one under 18 is permitted in the facility.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,841, the NASDAQ at 48,23. Sports, Gio Gonzalez allows 3 runs over 6 innings as the Nats lose to the Brewers. The Orioles get a win over the Dodgers. WNBA, the Mystics are in San Antonio tonight. At Wimbledon, the Williams sisters both advance. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop. Or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hey, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Now, take it easy. I'm not going to sing the song, but I am going to tell you that now would be a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. That's how easy it is. Towing is free, and your car will be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. If you have a car that you don't need anymore and just want to get rid of the headache, whether it's running or not, do some good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Visit carsforkids.com or call right now at 877-CARS-4-KIDS, that's Cars with a K, and see how easy it's going to be to make a difference. The call is quick and the impact is real. Remember, that's 877-CARS-4-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com. Donate your car today. 877-CARS-4-KIDS, that's 877-CARS-4-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a bit busy trying to get in through town. Southbound on DC 295 Kenilworth Avenue. Latest crash is after East Capitol Street before you get to Pennsylvania Avenue. So seeing the jam up through Chevrolet on both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're continuing onto New York Avenue, solid lineup inbound New York Avenue. Heading to Bladensburg Road. DDOT, they tell me they're not working anything, but they're going to do a double check in that stretch. So patients coming off of the B-Dub heading inbound New York Avenue toward Bladensburg Road. Northbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel slows to get to outbound New York Avenue. 395, brief delays in Landmark, and now slowing across the 14th Street Bridge onto lower 14th Street. 110, heavy to get up onto 395. On the inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale, north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge, slow. 66, the crash in Manassas, now to the shoulder, and also on the shoulder, Maryland, 270 south at Route 80 Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not anticipating much rain as we head on through today. Just a stray shower or storm. If anything, temperatures are going to start getting hotter now over the next few days. See some clouds come on in, an isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm today, 92. Tonight, 75, maybe a thunderstorm early. Some clouds with sunshine tomorrow. Once again, a storm possible in the afternoon, up to 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Vienna, 75 in Rockville, 77 degrees in Washington. No, you did not win the Mega Millions. Neither did anybody else. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07, you're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. This morning, Lisa Booth from the Washington Examiner and a frequent guest on Fox News Channel is sitting in for Brian Wilson, who's on vacation. Good to have you, Lisa.
Hi, Larry.
And what a busy morning we have. We continue our in-depth coverage of the fallout after Director James Comey chooses not to pursue any sort of criminal indictment against Hillary Clinton and her use of a private email server. Coming up in 10 minutes, House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia. He wants to talk to Mr. Comey under oath in the House. We'll ask him what he hopes to gain from that. And at 8:35, Representative Mike Rogers, former House Intelligence Committee Chairman. And now we're joined by a former Justice Department official, Shannon Coffin.
In this case, given the importance of the matter, I think unusual transparency is in order. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
Shannon Coffin, do you agree? Shannon Coffin, excuse me. Do you agree with that? That even though there is evidence that the statutes were violated, no reasonable prosecutor would bring the case?
Well, I think he got it half right. There clearly is evidence that of a violation of the statutes. And I think you'll find plenty of prosecutors, probably even prosecutors on his team, that would be willing to bring this case. We've laid out for over a year, and the evidence keeps mounting of Hillary's grossly negligent mishandling of classified information, and that's what one of these main statutes that he was investigating required.
And let me follow up on that. You just used the word grossly negligent, and
yes.
and Mr. Comey said extremely careless. I'm still trying to figure out what the difference is.
Well, there is no difference.
Well, and given that, grossly negligent is enough, isn't it? Because the other part of the statute on in the Espionage Act talks about intent, and Mr. Comey talked about intent quite a bit yesterday, but nobody ever intends to be grossly grossly negligent. Isn't it true that the reason they have one clause in this in the Espionage Act that specifically covers grossly negligent acts is to evaporate any suggestion that intent is necessary?
Well, that's exactly right. And look, it's not just negligence. It's not every mishandling of classified information is prohibited by law. But when someone is so extremely reckless, so extremely careless, as Jim Comey says, in their mishandling, and they do so for purely selfish purposes, as Hillary Clinton did here, which was her entire purpose was to avoid scrutiny by the public. When that story would sell to any jury, and this statute is designed to prevent this sort of gross mishandling of classified records, and even where the statutes at issue deal with intent, all they talk about is an intent to remove a document from its rightful place of custody and put it where it's not supposed to be. And that it's not an intent to harm the United States. It's not an intent to make money off of something. It's simply the intent to move a document from point A to point B where it's not supposed to be. And here in this press conference, the FBI director, Jim Comey, said any reasonable person in Hillary Clinton's shoes would have known that you're not supposed to be having conversations about top secret special access program information on her email.
Shannon, so there's been, going back to the word of intention, obviously Director Comey said that Hillary Clinton did not intend to harm the United States. There's been a lot of focus on this word, as Larry just mentioned, and you've been talking about as well. Has the director essentially rewritten the statute here?
Well, he's just ignored it. I mean, sure. This particular provision, which is 18 U.S.C. 793F, for anyone who wants to look it up, it is designed to deal with the situation where intent isn't in play, where it's just clear that someone has taken too big a risks with classified information. That's the entire purpose of this provision of law. So he's just saying, I'm not going to prosecute under that because I don't have, you know, a bigger picture story to say that Hillary Clinton was obviously trying to harm the United States. That's not what the law requires. The law requires that she have some gross disregard for the protection of classified information. 2,000 plus emails, and 8 of those chains were top secret. 30 of those chains were secret. These are the most precious secrets that our government keeps, and there was a regular disregard for the protections of those documents and the normal protocols that apply to classified information by Hillary Clinton and her inner circle.
So you've worked with the director in the past. Why did he choose to not move forward with charges?
My view is he blinked under pressure, and you can say that this, you can assume there's no conspiracy here. Okay, I mean, I'm not going to suggest that this was cooked up by the White House and Loretta Lynch. I don't actually think that's true. What I think is that there's an enormous amount of political considerations that come into play when charging a candidate for president of the United States. Jim Comey didn't want to say, I affected the election by taking out one of the candidates. Instead, he affected the election by keeping in one of the candidates who's plainly disqualified.
So let's continue to pull on this thread a little bit, because I've got a smart guy from the Justice Department, Shannon Kaufman, right now on the phone. I've read Andrew McCarthy, very smart guy from the Justice Department. I listened to Mark Levin last night, really smart guy, former Justice Department. You're all saying not only is it not a close call, it's a slam dunk that this should have gone forward. There's got to be something else to play. You say he blinked under what pressure? Do you believe that he was afraid he was going to be the next Ken Starr, who they absolutely massacred the Clinton hatchet team? They killed his reputation. Is that in the back of the mind of a prosecutor?
It could be. The only person that can answer that question and who won't is Jim Comey.
If you had one question to ask him, what would you ask him?
Well, I don't know that I could start with one, but, you know, look, he set this press conference up by framing it as a gross negligence question. Why can't you prosecute gross negligence here?
Let me ask you one other question about that, because a lot of people are saying, listen, if Director Comey isn't going to bring charges, why have this press conference where you lay out so many of the misdeeds and basically make a case for recommending an indictment? What do you make of that?
It's a good question. And one can only surmise that Director Comey thought that, you know, there'd been enough misinformation during his investigation brought to bear by the Clinton camp that he needed to set the record straight. That's not the job of the FBI to do that. But these are highly unusual circumstances. Yeah. And you know, Hillary Clinton has been lying flat out for a year and a half about all sorts of aspects of this. And we knew that the evidence was already out there, but he laid those lies to waste.
If Hillary Clinton was Hillary Jones, would she be prosecuted?
I think plenty of people have said that. You can find plenty of cases where low-level people have been run out of government and prosecuted for similar offenses. Sure, I don't think that would be I think it's obviously a consideration. You know, whether it's Hillary Clinton or just you know, Democratic candidate for President X, I can't tell you if that's, you know, if that distinction makes a difference. But the fact that, you know, she is such a prominent person and steps away from the presidency, I think, had a major impact on the decision.
Shannon Coffin, National Review and former Justice Department official, I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.
We are moving along because there's plenty more to come. In fact, in just one moment, we're going to be joined by House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia. But first, it's 8:16, so we got to go straight to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we have your Beltway slowdowns, College Park to Silver Spring, just the normal backups there. Baltimore, Washington Parkway slows each direction past 197. Earlier crash south on the B-dub near 100. That's been history, gone, and no delays. South on 270 through Urbana and down toward 109, slowing again into Rockville. So that's the overall 270 backups. The delays to the Wilson Bridge actually easing. We're near 210. Southbound DC 295 near Pennsylvania Avenue. Crash, you should find everything to the shoulder, but it still puts a tough rush hour on the trip in on 50 and the BW Parkway in through Chevrolet. 66 in Manassas, that crash eastbound near Business 234, that's been cleared to the shoulder. Kensington, a reminder, please avoid Cedar Lane. Accident investigation ongoing closes Cedar Lane just south of where Summit Avenue turns into Cedar at Everett Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A sunny morning, increasing clouds later this afternoon, and maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. High of 92 degrees. Tonight, some clouds, then mostly clear skies overnight. Maybe a stray shower tonight as well. Low near 75. And then tomorrow, we'll have a few afternoon clouds, but mostly sunny. Look for a possibility of a shower tomorrow as well. 94 degrees is tomorrow's high. Right now it's 73 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
This is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences.
That's Director James Comey yesterday of the FBI basically saying, laws are for other people. Justice is for other people, the little people, not Hillary Clinton, the nominee of the Democratic Party for president. Joining us right now, Representative Bob Goodlatte, Republican from the great Commonwealth of Virginia and also the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And Representative Goodlatte, Mr. Chairman, you sent a letter to Director Comey yesterday saying, I'd like you to come and testify about this. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, good morning, Larry and Lisa. Actually, the FBI director reached out to me yesterday indicating that after he made his announcement, he wanted to speak with me. And so we set that up. And when he indeed called, he explained that he wanted to let me know why he hadn't called and given me a heads up before he made the announcement. He hadn't called the attorney general and so on. I said, well, I completely understand that. You're supposed to be the independent person investigating this. You don't need to report to anybody ahead of your announcement. But I do not understand the announcement. So I had prepared a list of questions for him, which I went through. He acknowledged those questions were very important and deserving of an answer, and he said he hoped to be able to answer them soon, but didn't answer them in the conversation. So I reduced them to a letter, which I sent to him yesterday afternoon. At this point, we don't have a hearing scheduled with the director. I have, however, a hearing scheduled next week that was already scheduled with the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, and many of these same questions will be posed to her because, after all, she's the one who really is supposed to make the decision about whether or not there should be a prosecution. And it was a little unusual, I thought, for him to go through all of the excuses that Hillary Clinton and her handlers had put forward over time about how this was handled and knock each of them down, but then at the end say, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute her under these circumstances when the the Obama administration has already prosecuted seven people under the Espionage Act, including some people on very similar circumstances. Brian Nishimura, who was a naval reservist, he removed documents from official government records and subsequently held them personally. He
yep.
pled guilty and was fined $7,500 and lost his security clearance. Chief Petty Officer Lyle White removed documents from his office, took them home.
Yep.
He pled guilty.
And by the way, I mean, I read through...
suspended sentence, but nonetheless a jail sentence and a fine in response to the fact that he pled guilty.
And it needs to be noted, Chairman Goodlatte, before Lisa gets to ask her question, I just want to jump in. I read your letter. It's very effective. And all of the people that you mentioned, those seven people, other than the person that we now call Chelsea Manning, none of them were actually guilty of intent. These were all, you know, out of convenience, frankly. They wanted to take something home, or they erroneously had it with them, but was all gross negligence.
The statute is very clear that you do not need to show intent. You can show intentionally, knowingly, or with gross negligence. And
yeah.
Black's Law Dictionary defines gross negligence as, quote, a lack of slight diligence or care, or as a conscious, voluntary act or omission in reckless disregard of a legal duty and of the consequences to another party, which is pretty much exactly what Secretary Clinton did when she set up very deliberately an entire communication system outside of the rules and outside of the communication system of the State Department so she could get around that system.
Yeah.
So it is inexplicable, in my opinion, that he would not recommend prosecution, but we'll ask the Attorney General, who made it clear after she first said that she would rely upon the recommendation of the FBI. She later said, well, you know, we're independent. We'll make our own decision on that. We're going to ask her to respond to these questions.
Will you look to get some information from the Attorney General about her meeting with Bill Clinton?
Well, we certainly are very concerned about that as well. We would like to know a lot more about the nature of that meeting. That raises a lot of eyebrows. Fact that a similar circumstance occurred during the Clinton administration with regard to his own actions, where people who committed similar offenses and committed perjury were prosecuted and lost their jobs. And of course, that didn't happen to him. So this idea that the Clintons are somehow above the law is very concerning, and I do not understand why the FBI director, who to this point has had a great reputation as someone who has great respect for the rule of law, would follow the course that he followed yesterday.
Well, as the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and this concept that Hillary Clinton is too big to jail, what kind of meaning does this have an impact on the rule of law?
Well, what does it say to the millions of other federal government employees, many, many thousands of which have various security clearances and could run afoul of this? Does this mean that other members of the administration in high positions or lower positions don't need to worry about violating this very important law designed to, you know, it's called the Espionage Act. It's designed to protect the United States from information that could be harmful to our government and to our citizenry,
yeah,
falling into the hands of people who shouldn't have it.
Congressman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, he's also the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. We appreciate you joining us today, and we will definitely be in touch as your hearing comes close with Attorney General Lynch. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
824.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
In a minute. We'll do that in a minute. You know, you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, even more if you have pets. If you have dirt, mud, traffic marks, small smell bad odors, or if you have small bad odors. Either way, even a small bad odor, Lisa Booth, is a bad odor.
It's all bad odors.
Right? Or if you got big bad odors. You don't want a big bad odor in your carpet either.
No odors.
You want to get your carpets cleaned by the best. And my friends at Zero Res, they do take care of everything. My carpets, when they cleaned them, they were soft. They look brand new again, and they smelled fresh. No bad odors, all taken care of. And listen, you got pets, you got kids, you got problems with your carpets. You want to get them fixed up, and you're going to get them done right, not with those chemicals and the residue they leave behind. No, use Zero Res. It's their whole water cleaning system there is free of toxins. It's fast drying. It takes a few hours, and your carpets will look brand new again. And, by the way, pretty affordable. It's the best deal ever from Zero Res, the WMAL special. They're going to clean your carpets for $39 a room. Minimums apply. $39 a room. Call them now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. Now, 825 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And you know, Larry, we don't like big, bad delays And here we go for our Monday morning commute. 270 southbound has made a recovery through Urbana. Earlier crash there had been cleared to the shoulder. Then slow off and on toward 109 again in through to Rockville. Kensington, in case you hadn't heard, we're still closed due to accident investigation. Cedar Lane at Everett Street. They had that shut down in each direction. Top side of the Beltway as you pass New Hampshire Avenue and over to George Avenue with the stop and go. Adelphi in the New Hampshire area, just south of the Beltway, had been slowing each direction near Adelphi Road due to the crash. You're under police direction. In on 50 BW Parkway, slows through Chevrolet to get down to 295 near Pennsylvania Avenue, where we had the crash that's now cleared. And now we're really bunched up across the 14th Street Bridge. Looks like we have a new problem on the express lanes heading into town. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Warm and sticky weather continues with just a passing shower or thunderstorm today as we make it up near 92 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees at 827.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Holmes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Holmes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand-new 36,000-square-foot resort club and five new model homes grand open on July 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick to discover more. That's TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll check in with the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers, get his take on what continues to be a absolutely stunning turn of events with Hillary Clinton not facing any criminal charges. That's coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A 37-year-old man is dead after being shot repeatedly by police officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who already had the man pinned down.
According to police, two officers responded to an anonymous call just after midnight on Tuesday. The caller said a man selling CDs outside of this store threatened him with a gun. The officers attempted to subdue 37-year-old Alton Sterling. The store owner says that one officer used a taser, but Sterling remained on his feet. Sterling is then tackled by an officer over the hood of a car. As officers wrestle to restrain Sterling, someone yells, Sterling was then shot several times at point-blank range.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval, the officers involved in the incident are on leave while they're under investigation. Donald Trump is hammering Hillary Clinton hard after the FBI's decision not to recommend she be prosecuted.
She lied!
Donald Trump touching down in the stormy Tar Heel state to land a searing attack against Hillary Clinton.
Stupidity is not a reason that you're going to be innocent, okay? It's not a reason. Today is the best evidence ever that we've seen that our system is absolutely, totally rigged.
Trump attempting to cast Clinton as a corrupt politician, all after FBI Director James Comey said he won't recommend charges against Clinton for using private email servers.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. In South Africa, a judge has sentenced Olympic sprinter Oscar Pistorius in the death of his girlfriend.
In the result, the sentence that I impose on the accused for the murder, dolus eventualis, of the deceased, that is Riva Steenkamp, is 6 years imprisonment.
Pistorius had faced a possible 15-year sentence. And the National Park Service has obtained a $90 million federal grant to help pay for repairs to the decaying Arlington Memorial Bridge. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,841, the Nasdaq at 48,23. Sports, the Brewers take another one from the Nationals. The Orioles snap their losing streak with a win over the Dodgers. Bryce Harper will start for the National League in the All-Star game next week. He's one of four Nationals on the squad. WMDA, the Mystics are in San Antonio tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. greenbrook.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC, 295 southbound Pennsylvania Avenue, incident to the shoulder, but still coming through Chevrolet, you'll find the volume on 50 and the BW Parkway. On New York Avenue, as you come through Chevrolet, still seeing that stop and go up through Bladensburg Road. Looks like just signal light delays for now. In the northbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel, heavy to go onto New York Avenue. Freeway is slow in each direction. 395 bogged down to get across both the main and the HOV lanes of the 14th Street Bridge inbound. Looks like an incident there. In over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, heavy to get onto Constitution Avenue. Beltway as you come through Springfield to Annandale, slow. Toll road to the Legion Bridge. What is great for the rush hour? Virginia, 95. We've cleared out through Stafford pretty much the whole way up through to the Capitol Beltway. And from Maryland, 270 south through Urbana to Hyattstown, volume. And again, briefly in Gaithersburg, Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Shouldn't be a terrible drive this morning. Just an isolated shower possible. The better chance this afternoon. That chance is not even all that great. Hot, though, will stay still in the low 90s. Overnight tonight, maybe a thunderstorm early, 75. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with some afternoon clouds and maybe a passing shower, possibly a thunderstorm. We push it up a little. 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Haymarket, 72 in Bowie, 78 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Larry O'Connor here. Lisa Booth from Washington Examiner and also a frequent guest on Fox News Channel sitting in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Good to have you, Lisa, on a very busy day.
Great to see you, Larry.
From the group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department in 2014, 110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received.
Nothing that I sent or received was marked classified, and nothing has been demonstrated to contradict that.
Joining us right now, Representative Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and also a former special agent with the FBI out of the Chicago office, and now a big star over there on CNN with your own weekly series. Good to have you, Congressman Rogers.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here, Lisa.
Well, you just heard it. You know, we understand that Director Comey chose to not bring any criminal charges or recommend criminal charges for the Justice Department. He said that no reasonable prosecutor would bring that case. However, a devastating, if not criminal indictment, a devastating political indictment against every single claim that Hillary Clinton made about this email server. So what's next from your perspective, Congressman Rogers?
Well, I mean, first of all, I do think the Judiciary Committee needs to understand, and I wouldn't go after his decision necessarily, leave that to the FBI director. But if there is some reason that dealing with sophisticated adversaries likely getting access to this information, using an unclassified email system in countries where we have sophisticated actors who likely had access to our material, he basically said that as well, doesn't rise to this level of gross negligence, then Congress better get in there and change the law, because you will have violations rampant if this is the new standard. I worry a couple of things. A, I think he, trying to walk both sides of this line, gave the FBI a black eye, and it's the one institution Americans still believe in out there, number one. And number two, he may have inadvertently put pressure on prosecutors to change the standard of what rises to the level of gross negligence. And again, they don't have to really prove intent. There's also a lower misdemeanor statute that people like General Petraeus were charged with, that this clearly would fall into that, but they just took that off the table. So, you know, this is a very, very different standard. Unfortunately, I think the FBI director, by trying to do both, you know, be for both teams in this, made a serious mistake. It's not really what I want my FBI director to do. I want him to call the shots as they see them. Let the Attorney General make the decision if she would prosecute or not.
Do you think, what kind of, you had mentioned, and so did the FBI director, about the fact that, you know, classified information could have easily been compromised from bad actors. What kind of information do you think could have been compromised?
Well, whatever she was talking of, so, you know, they call it traveling electronically naked. You go to certain countries in the world, you do not want to use any device that would be tied back to your daily use back in the States. Russia, China, places like that, where, trust me, their intelligence services, their military services are penetrating everything. So personal devices for business, government folks, for certain. So if she has a device that she's using, a BlackBerry, for as an example, and sending emails about anything from those countries, and it sounds to me like he was chastising her for using her email, that she, the same one that she would use every day back here, trust me, they're going to get access to that.
What happens to...
By the way, in addition, he also said that the people that she was communicating to were penetrated,
yeah,
which means all, you know, it's not necessarily a one-sided deal for that. If they can get in there, they're definitely going to get into where she was. And again, how that doesn't rise to the statute of gross negligence when he said a person of her position should have known is a head-scratcher to me.
Mike Rogers was the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee for several years, and in that role, you dealt with the agents in the field. You were an FBI agent yourself. What does this do to morale, not just with those in the intelligence field, but also FBI agents who we have heard over the last several months have been livid with the political way this case has been handled?
Oh, absolutely. This does not set well with the average agent who's out there trying to uphold the law for the United States. And in the intelligence business, they're apoplectic. Does it mean all of the precautions of which they can be held at a very high standard for mishandling information? Mainly because, you know, there were, at least, I had not seen any emails to this fact, but they had said that there were special access programs, or called SAP programs, which are the most sensitive, very highly restricted, very few people get them, that were discussed in this unclassified system. And when the intelligence community hears things like that, they are going to just about lose their minds, because in that information, in some ways, in some cases, that information can disclose its origin. And they call it sources and methods. And if that's a good intelligence officer, maybe a stumbling around political appointee at the State Department can't tell the difference, but a trained intelligence officer can narrow down where that information came from, and it could cause, it could lead to death, or could lead to an end of an operation that's taken years to put together. That's what's so concerning about this, and the casual nature of which they dismiss, well, it was extremely careless. Careless. You may, in fact, have disclosed information where we lost access to information in a way we didn't before, and or put someone's life in danger. That, to me, is beyond careless.
Well, and talking about some of these, you know, potentially disgruntled FBI agents, do you think we'll see leaks forthcoming?
I think at a certain point in time, we'll tell that there'll be, you know, it'll be like a calendar on a hot summer day. There are going to be a lot of holes in this. There are going to be people who are going to come out and start talking about it because of their frustration level. And listen, I was an FBI agent in Chicago during the Dan Rostenkowski investigation. I don't know if you remember all that. But there were the frustration I saw on the public integrity squad that was doing these investigations. They were just absolutely going nuts because the Department of Justice were making decisions that you could probably argue weren't overtly influencing that investigation, but it certainly was causing trouble for the agents to do their work. Clearly, I believe that happened. And so I saw what happens with a Clinton investigation. FBI agents know that story well. I have a feeling that FBI agents who were in this, who had a very strong difference of opinion, will find a way to have that position known out there in public.
Really fast, Congressman Rogers, Hillary Clinton, she's off the hook for now. She's going to be the nominee. She might even be the next president. What about everyone else? Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, all of the other people who participated in this. Should they lose their security clearance? Should they be precluded from holding government jobs because of their behavior? And who makes that decision?
Well, you can have a government job, you just can't have a clearance if you're not charged with a criminal activity. So,
yeah, but kind of hard to be the chief of staff.
What happens to a normal person, Larry, is that you would, in a case like this, you would clearly go through the administrative process. And I cannot imagine someone who did all of this by overtly planning a system to circumvent the security protocols, you could get a security clearance. So in my mind, it would be some prohibition of security clearance for either a number of years.
And the administrative process is at the State Department or at the office?
Well, in this case, it would be at the State Department.
Yeah. Okay.
So you could conceivably have someone who cannot qualify for a security clearance. And clearly that would apply to the staff. It should apply to Hillary Clinton. The American public gets to make that decision,
right?
Which will override that decision. But the American public doesn't get to make the decision on Huma Abedin and the other folks who actively participated in what the FBI director said yesterday was an arrangement that allowed their communications to be penetrated. He did say by hostile actors. So that to me in and of itself says you have not earned the right to contain or to hold a security clearance that could prevent them from working in places in the White House where there would be access to classified information.
Thank you, Chairman Mike Rogers. We'll leave it there. We have already gone over, but it's all too good to preempt. Thanks so much for joining us. It is 8:46. Yes, that means we're going straight to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're struggling in the Burke area, Virginia. Burke Lake Road, Burke Road crash. And I'm seeing big delays, not only on Burke Lake Road, but on Burke Road, past the post office, past the nursery. Seeing big delays. If you forget what I told you, it's Burke. Burke Road, Burke Lake Road. So that whole corridor jammed up. On 66, very slow through Manassas, but the crash on the 66 eastbound past 234, that was cleared to the shoulder. 95, no lingering delays. Looks fantastic coming out of Stafford and up through to the Beltway. Once onto the Beltway, heavy in through Annandale. Also 395 from the Pentagon to and across the 14th Street Bridge, slowing. Kensington, a reminder, under accident investigation, still closed is Cedar Lane, which runs parallel to Connecticut Avenue. Cedar Lane is closed at Everett Street. Watch for police there. Try to avoid if you can. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Shouldn't be a terrible drive this morning. Just an isolated shower possible. The better chance this afternoon. That chance is not even all that great. Hot, though, will stay still in the low 90s. Overnight tonight, maybe a thunderstorm, early 75. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with some afternoon clouds and maybe a passing shower, possibly a thunderstorm. We push it up a little. 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 73 degrees at 8:48. Hey, Jason Bourne movie coming out. Matt Damon is promoting his film. And get this, he was in Australia, Lisa Booth, and he was asked about gun control. And I'm quoting the precious diminutive star. and saying, "You guys did it here in one fell swoop, and I wish that could happen in my country, but it's such a personal issue for people that we cannot talk about it sensibly." He's talking about confiscating firearms, Lisa Booth. He said, "Obviously, mass shootings aren't going to do it. There have been so many of them at this point. Sandy Hook, when those children were murdered, if they didn't do it, you know, I just don't know. Maybe we just need to evolve further before we can have that conversation. I don't know." He wants the government to confiscate weapons like Australia.
Well, also, doesn't Jason Bourne movies, doesn't he like shoot people up and
yep.
use guns?
Yep.
So he said this while promoting that kind of movie.
Multiple web pages dedicated not just to detailing the multiple on-screen deaths at the hands of the Jason Bourne character, but also there's a whole page dedicated to all the badass weapons that he uses in killing these people. They're promoting the film with guns aplenty. But here's the thing. I respect his First Amendment right to be able to freely express. I don't think the entertainment industry needs to be regulated because it's their First Amendment right to show mass shootings with guns on screen. And as long as I respect the First Amendment, I wish Matt Damon would respect my Second Amendment rights.
Well, I typically just tune people out like him
yes.
when they start talking about real issues.
His movie opens at the end of the month. Would be a shame if no one went to see it. 8:49.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this.
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
It's a question everyone wants answered, but no one wants to ask. What's the right amount of sex to be having? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A recent study found that although married people or people in committed relationships who had more sex reported feeling happier, the benefit leveled off at just once a week. The Canadian researchers found that sex could boost happiness because it makes people feel more satisfied in the relationship. But were people feeling happy because they were having sex, or having sex because they were feeling happy? The only way to find out what's right for your relationship is to experiment with a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. It might not sound sexy, but some experts say setting a sex schedule could give you something to look forward to, make your partner feel prioritized. For others, it goes without saying, that could just ruin it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
855, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten has been following what turned out to be a busy morning in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it has an area still quite busy in the Burke area. Please, I can't stress enough, if you can, please avoid Burke Road. It is jammed pretty much each direction between Rolling Road and Burke Lake Road. Crash with only one lane open. And if you have to get toward work and destination, you need extra time, obviously. Also on Burke Lake Road, approaching Burke Road with the slowdowns. Now, 95 Virginia, we had cleared out, but now the road crews are set up northbound in Quantico, blocking one lane. Inner loop and through Springfield, slowing, broken down along the way. Almost done on the Suitland Parkway. We've wrapped up the rush hour at the Wilson Bridge, top side of the Beltway from New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue, slowing. And no problems late here on 270, just trying to ease the volume through Urbana. Again in Rockville, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Peer Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm and sticky weather continues with just a passing shower or thunderstorm today as we make it up near 92 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
72 degrees at 8:56.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems. With summer vacations here, is your home protected while you're away? And are you currently paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for your home security monitoring? Friends, that's too much. Listen to this. Call Ackerman. Get protected and save money with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Plus, switch to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They have a guaranteed response time, and at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service provides you with remote access to view live video and control your locks, your lights, your thermostats from your smartphone or tablet for just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security by July 31st, make the switch, and save with up to 6 months of monitoring free. The number 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
I'm here with Dr. Cindy Cook, president of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, to talk about a new Veterans Administration plan to improve access to health care for area veterans and reduce VA wait times. Now, what can you tell us, Dr. Cook?
Today, too many veterans are waiting to receive health care in the VA system. In May, VA presented an important plan that would improve veteran health care and reduce wait times at VA facilities. The proposal would give veterans direct access to high-quality nurse practitioner care, and the proposal is now open for public comment.
Well, how can we make sure local veterans in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia have direct access to nurse practitioners?
Well, I would encourage listeners to submit their public comment to the VA supporting the proposed rule before the July 25th deadline. In a few clicks, you can write to VA at www.veteransdeservecare.org and tell them that you support their plan for patient-centered, high-quality nurse practitioner care for our veterans.
Thank you, Dr. Cook. Listeners, that's veteransdeservecare.org, sponsored by the American Association of Nurse Practitioners.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Lisa, it was great having you this morning. In fact, why don't you come back tomorrow and fill in for Brian Wilson?
I would love that. Can't wait.
Woo-hoo. Yay. Coming up today on Washington's Drive at 5, Joe DiGenova, former U.S. Attorney of the District. He wants to talk about James Comey. And we'll also talk about a story regarding Montgomery County parents putting their kids in D.C. public schools. That ain't okay. Here comes Steve Malzberg. Hey, Steve.
I like the woo-hoo. Okay, why did James Comey ignore a statute that could have put Hillary in